Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. How is everyone doing on tonight? I hope you're doing well, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends from all around the world for tuning in. And I want to thank you for telling those who are unable to attend about the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, because God is love. On tonight, this is a very special night. This is our Wednesday Praying with Power and Love Night. And, of course, we're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and then we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to pray because God is doing some great things. If you recall, about a month and a half ago, we planted some seeds because we had desires and because we asked God for things, and God is sending down rain, amen, and he's going to send down more rain so that our seeds can grow. I told you we're in the season of the NFL draft, and we're talking about the Yes, Father, Lord draft. That's the draft we're in. And so before we even get to the prayer, I want you to put your mind and I want you to focus on what you have asked the Lord, whatever it is. We're going to go through a process before we pray where we're going to ask God to consecrate our hearts and our minds so that we can forget about everything that may have happened today, yesterday, last week, last month, last year, 2 years ago. And we really want to focus on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to say this, and I want to be very clear with this because the Lord has given this to me. God says that do not be misled by people who continue to say that some people depend on God too much, or some people use the word God too much. He says, do not be fooled by those type people, because those are the same people who are going to have to bow down just like us. Those are the same people who are going to go through the storms of life and cannot call on anybody but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so if you are in the ark of safety, as God calls it, he says, remain there, whether you are holy or whether it doesn't matter what people say. He says, continue to serve God, continue to accept God and do not deny him because of the words of people. So if you have a person and they say this is too churchy, this is too holy, God says turn a deaf ear. He says for it, when you turn a deaf ear, when you deafen your ear, this is the revelation of God. When you turn your deaf ear, you're turning to God. Amen. When you turn a deaf ear, you're turning to God. And so keep doing what you're doing. Keep ministering. Continue to pray to God. Continue to put God first. Continue to have God in your life. And I guarantee you, your life will be successful. You're going to have some storms. You're going to have some rain. You're going to have some things that is just unfortunate that happens. But God says you will be able to stand on your own two feet because you're grounded in the Word of God. So in your everyday life, when you deal with people, when you're around people, and they say, that's too churchy, that's too much God, people overdo it with God, turn a deaf ear and turn to God. He will see you through. Amen? Amen. Let's read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give to his love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Amen. And as I said before, tonight we're getting ready to get into the very presence of God. We're going to pray unto God because God is getting ready to do some great things. God is getting ready to grow our seeds that have been planted, and he's getting ready to shift the atmosphere. He's getting ready to propel us into our destination. We must continue to pray unto God. We must continue to believe. We must continue to trust in God and be about our Father's business, for the day and the time is at hand. What do I mean by that? Holy Spirit says the day and the time is at hand because, he says, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And he says you only reap what you sow. So if you decide that you do not want to go into the calling that the Lord has called you to, you're not going to reap anything. And when you don't reap anything, you don't eat. And so God says that you must work while it is day, because when night cometh, he says, no man, and that includes women too, will not be able to work. So I want us to get into the mindset. I'm going to dim the lights. And I want you to get into the mindset of focusing and concentrating. I want to take you to a place where you're focused on God right now. You're not worried about what happened today. You're not worried about what happened yesterday or what will happen tomorrow. I want you to focus, and I want you to be in the moment right now. Be in the moment of God. We're going to pray for the consecration of our hearts and our minds. We're going to pray to God for divine recoveries. We're going to pray to God for temperaments. We're going to pray to God for character. We're going to pray to God for disobedience and obedience. We're going to pray to God for those who are missing. We're going to pray to God for those who are out of the ark of safety. We're going to pray to God for those who believe that some people go overboard with God. God said there's no such thing. We're going to pray for those individuals. We're going to pray for our health. We're going to pray for our wellness. We're going to pray for our careers. We're going to pray for our children. We're going to pray for our schools. We're going to pray for the police force. We're going to pray for our parents. We're going to pray for everything that the Lord puts on our hearts. We're going to pray. But we're going to consecrate ourselves, and then we're going to go into prayer. I want to have a moment of silence because I want you to forget about everything. I want you to get into a place. God says this is your secret closet, and some people literally get into closets, but God says that's unnecessary. You go to a place in your mind, or you go to a place in your house, or wherever you are at this particular time. You go to a place where you can just focus on God. Put the computers up, put the phones up, whatever it is that you have, put it up so that we can focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I will be back in about 20 to 30 seconds. All right. Now then, I know that you're in a great place at this particular time, and we're going to pray unto God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Lord, we come to you, Heavenly Father, tonight with a bowed head, Lord, humble heart. And we ask that before we draw any closer to you, Lord, that you mend our hearts, that you help us to focus just on you, Lord. If there's anything that we're thinking or anything that's in our hearts that's not of you, we ask, would it be removed right now in the name of Jesus? We claim your presence, we claim your favor and grace, and we claim your acceptance as we come unto you tonight, this Wednesday night, Lord. We thank you for the things you're going to do in the coming days. We thank you for the things you've done in the past, and we thank you for the things in the future, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Then you helped us, Lord, as we traveled to our destination, and you kept us all day long, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the showers that poured down upon our seeds that you allowed us to plant, Lord. And at the name of Jesus, Lord, we claim that they grow and they prosper into whatever will that you have for us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you with open hands, Lord, asking, Heavenly Father, for whatever it is that you would have us to do, would you place it in our hands, Lord. We come with our eyes lifted up because we're focused on you, Lord. We come with our ears turned unto you, Lord, so that we can hear your divine word, Lord. Lord, we need a word from you right now, a word from on high, a word that will help liberate the people, a word that will help cool scorching fevers, a word that will help relieve pain, a word that will help temperaments, a word that will help disturbed minds, a word that will help disassociations, a word that will help us to be successful, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Love Live Jesus ministry and the host and the guest and the future guest, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless this ministry to be something that you are pleased with, Lord, something that edifies and magnifies who you are, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to look upon our youth, Heavenly Father, as we have read again once more that some teens have been arrested again in Ohio. But Lord, we know that you are God that can help our children. You are God that can help our police force, Lord. You are God that can bring unity to a community, Lord, and you know just how to do it. And Lord, we ask that as you dispense your angels into prospective communities where there's division, Lord, that you protect each person, Lord, but let them know that if they are like Israel, your anger is going to come upon them. Lord, we pray for those individuals who are in wars within their minds, those who are in wars within their feelings, Lord, those who are going through depression and suicide and those who just don't know who you are. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless each person who has a mouth that says that this is too godly, this is too churchy. Lord, have mercy upon their souls, because every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that you are Lord. We appreciate you, Lord, and we magnify who you are. We glorify your name, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who say, pray for me, those who need financial blessings, those who need career breakthroughs, those who need just a peace of mind. We ask, would you be the peace that surpasses all understanding? Those who need to be forgiven, Lord, we stand right now, Lord, in their place, asking you, Lord, would you forgive their actions, would you forgive the words, Heavenly Father, and would you uphold them and help them and teach them your ways? Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us, Heavenly Father, to see this day, Lord, a day that we shall never see again. And we ask that you help us to not take life for granted, Lord, but help us to appreciate each breath that we take, each move that we make, Lord. We praise you and we magnify you, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are near and those who are far, Lord. We ask you, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord? Would you be the great physician, Lord? Somebody is in the hospital, Lord, and we ask, would you, you're already there. We ask, would you continue to bless whoever it is, and would you continue to help whoever it is, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to help our leaders of this world, Lord, from our president all the way down, Heavenly Father, to the people who are leading in schools, the people who are leading in hospitals, the people who are leading in media, the people who are leading in gospel, the people who are leading in organizations, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them right now? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless anyone who have been through the storms of life this week, Lord, whether it's a struggle, an inner struggle they're going through, Lord, or whether it's an outer struggle. We ask, would you continue to bless them, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to help us to be images of you, Lord, walking images, mouthpieces of you, Lord. Would you help us to continue to just be great for you, Lord, and just to be obedient, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We uplift you. We empower the people through your word, Lord. We ask that you continue to help us to study, Lord. Would you bless us to continue to be in love with you, Lord? Would you bless us, Heavenly Father, to continue to love our neighbors as we would love ourselves? Lord, wherever there's division, Lord, we ask, would you dispatch your angels and would you bring communities together? However you do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, I ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless me to be of your service, Lord, in service for the people? And then, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight, and we thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, the things you're going to do, and what you have done, Lord. Everything that's perfect comes from you, Heavenly Father. And we ask, would we continue to look to you, Lord, to look to your direction, and with grace and favor, follow us for the rest of our lives. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless each person in this household, and not just this household, but every household, Heavenly Father, who listens and those who are going to listen. Lord Jesus, we claim the favor and victory, Lord. Lord Jesus, we give ourselves unto you to be utilized for your service. We give our mouth to be mouthpieces and our hands to be of service and our ears to listen to the people, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us, Lord? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That was Sent of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. Amen. We are going to listen to a little gospel music. Amen. Because on tomorrow gospel, we're going to have our top 15 gospel artists. And we're going to listen to a little gospel music tonight. And I want you to really get into the message and the ministry of these songs. Because when you praise God, you experience God and you feel so much better. And while we have this quality time together, I want to make sure we utilize it in a way in which you will not leave how you came. And so our first song, we're going to play at least three songs. Our first song is Work It Out by Sister Diane Williams. Amen. And how many of you know, how many of you know that Jesus can work this thing out? Amen. How many of you know that? And thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
All right.
Work it out. 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 This is the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And Miss Diane Williams is coming back one more time with Work It Out, Work It Out. One, two, one, two, three, hit it. They all fighting all over the land, in Iraq, Afghanistan. Work it out. 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 Tell you what you ought to do. Tell you what you ought to do. Tell you what you ought to do. Work it out. That was Work It Out by Sister Diane Williams, amen. And when you listening to that song, you working out, but you working out for Jesus. Hey, amen. Next, we're going to hear from Sister Tamala Mann. And she's singing This Place Again. What place are we talking about? We're talking about the destiny of God. We're talking about, somebody used to sing a song, That's Why I'm Safe in His Arms. And we're speaking about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So she says, this place, when you find this place, you find peace, you find favor, you find grace, you find mercy, and most of all, you find our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Never knew my life could be this way. I never knew the sun could shine all day. Never thought I'd live beyond my past until I found Jesus. I never thought I'd be in this place. Oh, I'm blessed, so blessed. I'm living my life in this place. Ooh, I never knew my heart would feel again.
See, I was so hurt, so hurt.
Never knew the pain.
Never thought the tears would go away.
Never thought my tears would go away.
Until I found you.
Until I found Jesus.
I never thought
I'd be this day.
This love,
Place to be, amen. Speaking about a good place to be, we're going to listen to the legendary Vicky Winans live in Detroit. She's going to sing Safe in His Arms. And we're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. We are praying with power and love. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
Don't you feel safe? Don't you? girl.
The legendary, amen, Vicky Winans, Safe in His Arms. Now we come to the part where we invite you, amen, to obtain a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You heard about Jesus healing the sick and raising the dead, and you've heard about the great things that the Lord has done in many guest lives who have come on the Love of Jesus ministry, and you've even heard a personal testimony from me, amen. And so we serve a true and living God. We know that God is not dead. We know that He is alive. Amen. And we thank God and we bless God. And this is a time in which we just focus on God and you decide if you're going to allow the Lord to come into your heart. This is not a time where you have to be in a church to accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ right at your house. You can accept Him today. Jesus is available 24/7. But right now, while you're listening to the Love Live Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love, you can accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on today, as early as today, as in right now. You tell the Lord, yes, Father Lord, I accept you into my life. I accept you into my heart with great expectancy that you will be my shepherd. Amen? With great expectancy that you will be my shepherd. Simple prayer. Amen. So we're going to listen to the late Reverend Clay Evans, There Is Room at the Cross. And I want you to know that there is room at the cross for you. Then we're going to have our announcements, and then we will have our closing song, and I will bid you good night. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love.
Oh,
Amen. That was the late Reverend Clay Evans with There Is Room at the Cross. And guess what? There is room at the cross for you. Amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'll have a couple of announcements to make, then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, media, anyone with a positive word, please Facebook at Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, remember that A Spiritual Guide on the Go is in many bookstores and online, so please pick up your copy and know that that particular book will be in many of the book festivals. In addition to that, please check out ALFREDALOVESHOW.com. That's our freetoloveshow.com, where you will have or see news, ministry, and hot articles. Speaking of hot articles, please turn to alfreda.hubpages.com. You will see many hot articles. Let's go there now. Turn to alfreda.hubpages.com. Be sure to mark that particular page. On this particular page, you will see many articles. We have Rachel's article about character matters. We have Erica Campbell, Stop the Press, Erica Campbell, Love God. Then we have International Program Radio, which is the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. We have an article on Free Our Sons, which deals with the gentlemen who are being killed in the streets. Then we hear about The Blues Is All Right, as a tribute to the late Mr. B.B. King. Then we have Jeb Bush, Political Arena, Rick Perry, Political Arena, Love Your Mother Every Day, that goes with family. Then we have The Gospel Industry with Ms. Eddie Ruth Bradford. Then, of course, we have our lead article concerning Ms. Hillary Clinton 2016 campaign. Then, of course, we have Injustice and Justice. We're looking at the different things in America that is going on with our youth and other individuals. Then you have Dr. Alfreda Love, which is your host, amen. Then we have God's Plan with the Clark Sisters, we're in the gospel industry again. Then we have Fear May Be a Factor. We're looking at different political things. Then we have Catch That Star. This is our educational article. Who Told You That? This is more of a motivational piece by Pastor Reverend Bernice King, Elder Bernice King. Then we have The King's Death on the Mountain. It's a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. Then, of course, we have our TV series with Man and Wife, and they had over 1 million votes this first season, amen. Then, of course, we have No Child Left Behind Revisions, and we're looking at education. And then, of course, we have The Fear for the Unknown, which deals with our youth. So these are some very great topics. Be sure to go to alfreda.hubpages.com and click on whichever article you would like to read. Hopefully it's all of them. And then as you scroll down, you will see a comment area where you are free to leave your comments. I will moderate those comments, and then I will post those particular comments. Thank you so much for your participation. Then after you finish that, go ahead and go over to alfredaloveshow.com. That's ALFREDALOVESHOW. You will see Dr. Alfreda Love, the coolest music venue in town. We deal with a lot of gospel music. You will also see the website for blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. If you go to the home page and you scroll down to the bottom, you will see some upcoming events. You will see the radio station, and you will see the national news, which is our book, A Spiritual Guide on the Go, and that is also on the website. And you can also email me, and I can send you a copy. All right, then about the venue. Once again, you will see a picture of me and Oprah and the legends, and I'm just telling you a little bit about what the radio station is. If you need a speaker, we speak on spirituality, education, health and wellness, 5 Habits of Successful Women, Silence the Critics, and Responsive Classrooms. These are different topics that we speak on, and I also have another website for that as well. Upcoming events, we have Vacation Bible School on June 22nd through the 24th at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. This is in Waco, Texas, 919 Dutton Avenue, as I said before. Make sure that you come out. It is open to the public. Everybody is welcome. The time is from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. On the last day, we will have a picnic, so please come out to Vacation Bible School. If you go under About Venue, you'll see location and contact. This is a great place to contact me about anything, any events or information that you would have. I do read those particular comments, and I take under consideration everything that's put in those comments. Gospel artists in the industry, this is only like a fourth. This is not even half of our gospel artists. You will see pages like this that will highlight some of our gospel artists and events. You see many of the gospel greats on this page that I've had the opportunity of meeting. Then if you go to the next page, you will see different links, the radio station links, the National Hub pages, which is our articles. Then you'll see the Facebook page. Then you'll see the LinkedIn page. And then you will see many other pages with the, for instance, I Got to Have Faith. That's a page that I also have as well. So be sure to look up those pages as well. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to pray for your family and all of your friends. You have to pray for them. Make sure you continue to pray for your family and friends. Make sure you continue to stay lifted up in prayer and just continue to do your best and continue to give God your best. Give God everything that you have. And without further ado, I would like to say that once again, we want to congratulate the Manns for a great season, a great start. And we're looking forward to the second season. We also want to congratulate Ms. Erica Campbell with her CD. We want to make sure that we congratulate her as well. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry. Please come back on tomorrow as we will have the top 15 gospel artists. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.